6, chapter 2, text 24 and 25. 25 is on board, so I will first chant 24, then we can responsibly chant 25. But before all that, let's chant the auspicious invocation prayers together. Nigamakalpatarorgalitam phalam sukamukatamruta dravasamyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavukah narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam mudiraye nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttamashloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. I'm going to read 24 first, then 25 is there. We'll chant 25 responsibly. Ajamilo apyata kanya dutha nam yamakrishna yoho dharmam bhagavatam shuddham traivedyam chagunashrayam. This is text 24, now good text 25. Bhaktiman bhagavatyashu mahatmya shravanadhare anutapo mahanasir smaratho shubhamatmanah. Bhaktiman bhagavatyashu mahatmya shravanadhare anutapo mahanasir smaratho shubhamatmanah. Bhaktiman bhagavatyashu mahatmya shravanadhare anutapo mahanasit smarato shubhamatmanah. Bhaktiman bhagavatyashu mahatmya shravanadhare anutapo mahanasi smarato shubhamatmanah. Bhaktiman bhagavatyashu mahatmya shravanadhare anutapo mahanasi smarato shubhamatmanah. Matajis. Bhaktiman bhagavatyashu mahatmya shravanadhare anutapo mahanasit smarato shubhamatmanah. Bhaktiman bhagavatyashu mahatmya shravanadhare anutapo mahanasi smarato shubhamatmanah. Ajamilah ajamila api also ataha thereafter akarnaya hearing duthanam of the order carriers yamakrishnayoho of Yamaraja and Lord Krishna. Dharmam, actual religious principles. Bhagavatam, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, are concerning the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shuddham, pure. Trivedyam, mentioned in three Vedas. Cha, also guna ashrayam, material religion under the modes of material nature. Bhaktiman, a pure devotee, cleansed of the three modes of material nature. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ashu, immediately. Mahatmya, glorification of the name, fame, etc. Shravanat, because of hearing. Hare, of the Lord Hari. Anutapaha, regret. Mahan, very great. Asit, there was. Smarataha, remembering. Ashubham, all the inglorious activities. Atmanaha, done by himself. Translation and purport by His Goodness Abhayachandana Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, please repeat. After hearing the discourses between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, Ajamila could understand the religious principles that act under the three modes of material nature. These principles are mentioned in the three Vedas. He could also understand the transcendental religious principles which are above the modes of material nature and which concern the relationship between the living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, Ajamila heard the glorification of the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he became a perfectly pure devotee. He could then remember his past sinful activities, which he greatly regretted having performed. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 2.45, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna Nidvandho Nityasatvastho Nidyoga Kshema Atmavan. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of three modes of material nature. Rise above the modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the Self. The Vedic principles certainly prescribe a gradual process of rising to the spiritual platform. But if one remains attached to the Vedic principles, there's no chance of being elevated to spiritual life. Krishna therefore advised Arjuna to perform devotional service, which is the process of transcendental religion. The transcendental position of devotional service is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6. Savaipumsam parodharmo yato bhakti adokshaje. Bhakti, devotional service, is parodharmo, transcendental dharma. It is not material dharma. People generally think that religion should be pursued for material profit. This may be suitable for persons interested in material life, but one who is interested in spiritual life should be attached to parodharmaha, the religious principles by which one can become a devotee of the Supreme Lord, yato bhaktir adokshaje. The Bhagavata religion teaches that the Lord and the living entity are eternally related, and that the duty of the living entity is to surrender to the Lord. When one is situated on the platform of devotional service, one is freed from the impediments and is completely satisfied. Ahaituki apratihata ayatma suprasidati. Having been elevated to that platform, Ajamila began to lament for his past materialistic activities and glorify the name, fame, form and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీగురూన్ శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాం సహగణ లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధూ దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషపానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్యేవ చ. పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవీ గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. గో బ్యాక్ టు ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ వన్స్ అగైన్. After hearing the discourses between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, Ajamila could understand the religious principles that act under the three modes of material nature. These principles are mentioned in the three Vedas. He could also understand the transcendental religious principles which are above the modes of material nature and which concern the relationship between the living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, Ajamila heard the glorification of the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thus became a perfectly pure devotee. He could then remember his past sinful activities, which he greatly regretted having performed. So this is more or less the end of this section of Ajamila's story, where Ajamila has gone through a certain experience, and then he is sleeping on the death bed, and then he has this near-death experience, where he sees the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. And he also carefully hears the conversation between them and how he was saved by chanting the name of the Lord Narayana once. So Sukadeva Goswami is summarizing this pastime up to this point, and later from the next verse onwards we will hear Ajamila's lamentation. But now we are with this shloka, which actually gives a very important principle. So that principle is that one, when understands his position in devotional service, and when one becomes serious in devotional service, he actually becomes very regretful of his previous life. Anutapa mahanasit. This is what the verse says. Anutapaha means regret. Mahan means great regret. Not ordinary regret. This is actually the situation of a devotee. A devotee has got great regret that he is still remaining in this material world. Without this regret, there is no question of going back home, back to Godhead. If one does not have this regret, then he has to go a long way in devotional life. That is why Mahaprabhu is singing in Shikshashtakam, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavam Budau Kripaya Tavapada Pankacha Stitadhuli Sadrisham Vichintai. Patitam Maam, and where I have fallen, Vishame Bhavam Budau. I have fallen in this poison-like ocean of material existence. This material world is a poison. And what kind of poison? It is a sweet poison. Because it is a sweet poison, we willingly drink this poison. This is our unfortunate situation. குலசேகர ஆழ்வார் இஸ் சேயிங் வெரி நைஸ்லி இன் முகுந்தமாலா ஸ்தோத்ரா, ஆச்சரியம் ஹி ஏதத் மனுஷ்யலோகே சுதாம் பரித்தெச்ச விஷம் பிபந்தி. இஸ் வெரி சர்ப்ரைசிங் தட் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஹீ இஸ் கிவிங் அவே நெக்டர் விச் கேன் மேக் ஹிம் இம்மார்டல். சுதாம், சுதாம் மீன்ஸ் நெக்டர். பரித்தெஜ், இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் த்ரோயிங் இட், ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் இட். அண்ட் தென் வாட் ஹீ இஸ் ட்ரிங்கிங்? விஷம் பிபந்தி, இஸ் ட்ரிங்கிங் பாய்சன். சோ வாட் இஸ் தட், what is that nectar which he is giving away and what is the poison which he is drinking? He explains the next two lines. He says, namani narayana gocharani tektva kuhakah anyadu vachah patanti. The name of Sriman Narayana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are given this up. We are given this up. And what kind of name this is? Narayana Gocharani. The moment we seriously start taking this name of Krishna, he takes control of our senses. And then he directs those senses in devotional service. This is called Gocharam. Go means also the cow. Krishna is very famous as a cowherd boy. He tends the cows. He makes sure that they go in the right pasture. He makes sure that they are properly nourished. He makes sure that they are given love and affection. Same way, go also means senses. And Krishna is also go charaha in that way. When we hand over the control of our senses to the Lord, then the Lord makes sure that the senses go in the right direction. The senses are properly nourished in Krishna consciousness. The senses are fully happy and satisfied. Savai pumsam parodharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. That is the only way the soul can become completely satisfied. So the name of Krishna, the name of Narayana, this is Gocharaha. Namani Narayana Gocharani. Tyaktva, giving up. Kuhakaha means crazy man, crazy woman. Both. Kuhakaha. What they are doing? Anyadu vachah patanti. Spending time everywhere else. Facebook, WhatsApp, what's down, everything. Spending time everywhere else. Everywhere else. We don't have time to chant the holy name. We don't have even regret that we are drinking poison. All the acharyas, they are saying this. They are saying this. Hari hari vifale janama gunayinu manushya janama paya radha krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya vishakhayinu. From north, south, east, west, every acharya is trying to drill this point into our double dense to bulletproof brain that please give up eating this poison. This is not good for us. Regret this poison. Regret having a material body. Regret trying to take some juice out of this material world. Prahlad Maharaj, small boy, he is saying, puna puna charvita charvanani. How many times you have taken juice out of this place? This is a dry place. Perfectly certified by Krishna with two wonderful objectives. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This place is full of misery. This is a temple of misery. Okay, I will adjust to this misery and I will stay eternally here. Not possible. We will be kicked out forcibly. Ashashvatam. Everything we have will be kicked out. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, everything will be kicked out. In spite of that, we become இன்டாக்சிகேட்டட் பை இட். ஜென்ம ஐஸ்வர்ய சுத்த சீபி ஏதமான மதப்புமான் நைவார்க தவிதாக்கும் வை துவாமகிஞ்சன கோச்சரம், அகைன் கோச்சரம். And what type of gocharam? The Lord is akinchana gocharam. Akinchana gocharam. Kinchana means one who thinks that he can extract something from this material body. Yes, I have this body. I will extract something from it. Some juice. Some association with the opposite sex. Oh, is it not possible? Then I will start pampering my false ego. I'll become famous, I'll become powerful, I'll become a demagogue. No use. Because one who is attached to these four aspects, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta and Sri, he cannot willingly and feelingly chant the holy name. Prabhupada says in his purport, that is impossible for pronouncing the name Krishna, Govinda with feeling. Not possible. It's not possible. Why? Because our feeling is somewhere else. Our juice is somewhere else. We are thinking that yes, this material world is there. I can extract something out of it. So even after taking the process, even after becoming initiated, even after accepting a spiritual master, still, at different levels, we don't have regret. We think, oh, I'm all right. See the man in the street, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati street. The fellows are actually, they are smoking beedi and they are rotting. So I am much better off. I am so great. I have accepted initiation. I am following four regulative principles. I can give excellent Bhagavatam class. I can quote shlokas from my fingertips. So I am great. Everybody will clap for me. No. If we are great, what are we doing here? What is our business here if we are great? We have no business if we are great in this material world. Mahatmanastumam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha. Bhajati ananya manaso jnatva bhutani mavyayam, Krishna says. This is Mahatma. This is the symptom of Mahatma. That he is firmly taken shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. When Prabhupada was a small boy, his father used to call sadhus and then he will feed them nicely. Then after feeding them, he will tell the sadhus, please bless this boy, that he will become an eternal servant of Srimati Radharani. How can we become the eternal servant of Srimati Radharani if we are running behind our own Radharani's in material world? Not possible. This is not the question of man or woman. Everybody in material world is a man. Sometimes this is misunderstood. They say, no, ISKCON people are women bashing. No. We are not women bashing. Everybody in material world is a man. Everybody in spiritual world is a woman. That's how it works. Because everybody in this material world, whether we may have an external frame of a man or external frame of a woman, we simply are guided by the Purusha Bhava. I will enjoy. Whether I am a man or woman, it is immaterial. I will enjoy. I will enjoy this body. That means man, Purusha Bhava. So it's not the question of what frame we have. And even that frame is changing. Today I am a man, tomorrow I am a woman. In fourth canto, we saw Puranjana's allegory. Puranjana was a man. He was running behind his wife like anything. Next birth he became a woman. Then he was running behind her husband like anything. So it's not the question of who is a man and who is a woman. It's a question of what is our mentality. It's a question of where is our consciousness. It's a question whether we are having this bhava to expand the enjoyment in this material world. How do we look at facilities? In yesterday's class, Maharaj was very clearly explaining it. Then how do we look at facilities? How do we connect these facilities? Do we have any regret at all? If that regret is not there in the heart, it is extremely difficult to perform devotional service. As long as we think that I am all right, we are in a dangerous position. Extremely dangerous position. Because this feeling that I am all right will lead to the feeling that I can enjoy a little more. And when there is a feeling that I can enjoy a little more, then we are finished. So that is why Prahlad Maharaj, he is very intelligent, he is extremely intelligent. So the Lord is asking for benedictions. Please take some benediction from me. And Prahlad Maharaj is asking this excellent and beautiful benediction. He is saying, Yadi dasyasi me kaman varamstuam varatarshaba kamanam hridya sammoham bhavatastu grneva. Yes, you are the greatest of the giver of benedictions, my Lord. So, if you want to give some benediction which is befitting your position as the greatest giver of benedictions, please give me this benediction by which I will remove the material desires from my heart. Please make sure that material desires do not rise in my heart. Very beautiful prayer. Excellent prayer. Every day we can pray to Narasimhadev. We have Narasimhadev here. So, every day we can take advantage from him. Every day we can repeat this prayer in front of him. Every day we can actively ask the Lord to help us in our fight in Maya. If we don't regret, if there is no anutapa, if there is no Mahan anutapa in our heart, we have to search out. We have to search out in our heart where is that enjoying mentality. This is explained in Ramayana that when Lord Rama, he sent the arrow to kill Ravana, the arrow entered Lord Ram and it was searching for this. Where is that mentality to enjoy Sita? And it pulled out that mentality from Ravana. We also have to ask the Lord to pull out that mentality to enjoy Sita without the company of Rama. As long as we have this idea, as long as we have this mentality, it's extremely difficult to make progress in devotional service. That is the most important lesson we have to learn from Ajamila's pastime. That it is not that Ajamila chanted Narayana's name one time and then he went back home, back to Godhead. When he chanted Ajamila's name one time, definitely he was relieved from all hellish conditions. But Ajamila's qualification came later that he regretted. And we are going to see Ajamila's regret. And it is not only Ajamila. Every character in Bhagavatam shows this regret. Devahuti marries Kardama. They do great austerity together. But still Devahuti is wanting a grand honeymoon. Kardama knows this. He makes a whole aerial city for her. They go for a grand honeymoon. And then they come back. Then Devahuti does not post the pictures of her honeymoon in Facebook and then tell everybody like it. She actually regrets it. She actually regrets it. She says, what kind of mistake I have done? I did not use the association of my husband properly. Every great person, Priyavrata, after ruling the whole world, after creating a parallel sun, after creating all these continents and oceans, still he regretted that what am I doing here? What am I doing here? And in that purport, Prabhupada is writing, if a great personality with great achievements like Priyavrata can regret, then what about our situation? What about our situation? We are insignificant. Within this insignificant lifetime, we have significant achievements. We think. And then we think I am great. That's why Ajamila's pastime is focusing on this aspect that one has to regret. Dhruva regretted after getting the kingdom. Priyavrata regretted. Prurava, a great king, king of the whole world. Ailagita, he regrets. 11th canto, he regrets. Every one of the person who touched material energy regretted. And we are swimming in the material energy. And if we don't regret, there is no hope for us. But when this tsunami of regret raises in the heart, then it cleans off all the sinful reactions in the material, in our heart. Then the heart becomes so clean, and then we can simply, and with lot of feeling, with great longing, we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have to regret our activities. If you are not able to regret, at least we should regret that we are not able to regret. Mahaprabhu taught us this. Naam nama kari bahudha nicha sarva shaktis tatrapita niyamita smaranena kalaha etatrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham nihajani nanuvad. Shradha Madhavati Jaya. Durdaivam. So unfortunate. That the process is so easy, but still we don't have attachment. We should at least learn to regret in front of the deities that we don't have regret. This is the first step which we have to do. And by this, we can understand that what is the potency of holy name. What we have got and what we are losing. And when we perfectly understand this, what we have got and what we are losing, then we will have no complaints in performing devotional service. Because we will really understand what is mercy. That I don't deserve, but I got it. So I don't have a right to complain. I simply have a right to perform. When we understand this, our devotional life will be perfect. Hare Krishna. Questions, comments? Switch on the mic.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, very wonderful lecture. I have a question that whenever I have read, you know, read and hear Bhagavatam lectures, always get a feeling that we have to abandon all the religions and we have to just surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And whether we are in any kind of ashram, be it brahmachari, grihastha, vanprastha, sannyas, we have to keep always Krishna as our center. Then Prabhuji, when I see Ramayana, I got some contradiction into my, you know, thoughts. That why then Lord Rama told us to be into grihastha ashram, to fulfill all the, you know, responsibilities of grihastha ashram also, and then, you know, we can do our sadhana. But as I got to hear Bhagavatam lectures, I also already always got a feeling that whoever is, you know, telling those lectures, we just don't have to, you know, care the family responsibilities. We just have to, you know, think only about Krishna. We don't have to, you know, look towards parents, family, wife. So then why there is contradiction between this Ramayana lifestyle and Bhagavatam lifestyle?
There is no contradiction between Ramayana lifestyle and Bhagavatam lifestyle. There is nowhere it is said in Bhagavatam that one should not care for his family. So that's first of all a wrong conception. Because Rishabhadev says very clearly, Guru Nasasyat, Sujano Nasasyat, Pitana Sasyat, Janani Nasasyat, Devam na tatsyan, na patishtatatsyan, na vimochayet, ye samupetya mrityam. So this is Bhagavata family life. That you take responsibility of a parent, you take responsibility of a guru, You take responsibility of a husband, you take responsibility of a mother, then you have to make sure that you are delivering your dependence back home, back to God. This is the family life advocated by Srimad Bhagavatam. But generally there is a family life which is known in the material world, and that is the same family life which is advocated by Ramayana also. When Vasishtha is coming to see Dasharatha, Dasharatha is asking Vasishtha, how are you? But he doesn't ask him, how are you? He simply asks him, how is your effort in becoming victorious against the struggle of birth, death, old age and disease? How much you have advanced in this? This is the consciousness of family life. Family life means not that I have a woman whom I can enjoy and I have a man whom I can enjoy, and there are some unwanted byproducts called children, I have to somehow handle them for some time. And then when they are 18, 19, I'll kick them out. It's not family life. They're animal life. Animal life. But Bhagavatam family life means Stane stitau sutigatam tanuvan manopi. This is Bhagavatam family life. That you stay where you are, it doesn't matter. It is immaterial. You are a vanaprastha, grahastha, sannyasi, brahmachari, it is immaterial. But what is the essence of that life? Shrutigatam. How much you are hearing? About what? About the Lord. And how much you are progressing in your Krishna consciousness? How much Krishna conscious training you are giving to your dependents? So that is why it is said, Atapumbir Dvijashreshta Varnashrama Vibhagashah Shvanushtitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshana. So there is no bar in Varnashrama. In Varnashrama Vibhaga, which is the eight divisions of the society, there is no bar in taking any position. One can be a Shudra, no problem. Or one can be a Grahastha, no problem. But what is the essence of all this life? The essence of all this life is Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. That in your position you try to please Krishna. This is the essence of life. And that is what Ramayana is also telling. There is no contradiction in this. There is no contradiction.
Prabhuji, Ramayana doesn't focuses, on that thing very much. Lord Rama doesn't choose that, you know, we have to like this, we have to follow like this. So this is the only doubt in my mind, that whether Ramayana life is a perfect.
No, then you have to read Ramayana properly. That's what I can say. Okay. Because Ramayana is also, because Lord Rama, because the purpose of avatara is three things. Is very clearly told in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhuna, vinashaya chatushkrutam, dharma samsthapanataya sambhavam yuge. You can't understand Ramayana by seeing TV series. You have to read Ramayana properly to understand. The three aspects of Ramayana is already there. Dharma samsthapanatmaya is there. And what is dharma? Savaipumsam, parodharmo, ito bhakti, radokshati. That is there. That is there in Ramayana. That is the central theme of Ramayana. Everybody is simply and undoubtedly simply concentrating in pleasing Lord Rama. This is Rama. Rama is the central character. Everybody wants to please Rama. The one person who does not want to please Rama, that is Ravana. And that Ravana gets killed. This is Rama in essence. And who is Rama? He is the personality of God. So the whole of Ramayana is simply aimed at pleasing the personality of God. If someone has missed that point in reading Ramayana, then there is no use of reading Ramayana. So it's not that Ramayana is telling something else. Ramayana is telling you to please Lord Rama. Do everything to please Lord Rama. This is Ramayana. It's all right?
Prabhuji, doesn't this regret usually occur when we get something that we do not deserve? Like we get some company of some nice devotees and they remind us of something And then we start regretting that, you know, we should have started earlier or we should have followed our sadhana more.
One second. Yeah, please go.
That, you know, when we are reminded that we should have started earlier or we should have been more diligent or we have some good time in association of devotees, then we regret that, you know, we have been doing a lot of dubious activities in the past.
See, there is two type of regrets. One is the regret of the false ego, then the regret of the soul. Regret of the false ego takes you away from devotional service. Regret of the soul takes you towards devotional service. Okay. So we have to see very clearly what type of regret we are having. Prabhupada says in the purport to third chapter of Bhagavad Gita in the end, where he is discussing lust, that Krishna consciousness is so potent that even a late beginner can achieve perfection in Krishna consciousness. So it doesn't matter where we begin, already it is late. Because from time immemorial we have not done Krishna consciousness. So we are already late. By any standard we are already late. So it doesn't matter whether I took up Krishna consciousness today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, anything. The moment we take up Krishna consciousness, how serious we are. This is the whole point. Because Bhagavatam says, the second shloka Bhagavatam says, that Lord will be sitting in the heart in less than a second. Ishvara sadhyo kriti avarudyate atak krithibi shushushubi takshana. This is Bhagavatam. Ishvara sadhyo, immediately, kriti avarudyate, he will sit in our heart. What are the two qualifications for the Lord to sit in our heart? One should be pious, kritibi. One should be devotional and pious, kritibi. And one should be shushrushu. One should be anxious to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. When that anxiety to hear Bhagavatam and when the determination to engage in devotional service is there, then the Lord will immediately sit in our heart. It takes less than a second for the Lord to sit in our heart. It takes less than a second for us to become Krishna conscious. But for that moment of less than a second to arrive, we have to go through this big drag. Not because Krishna wants us to go through this big drag, but because we cannot willingly give up the company of Maya. We have a causeless trust on Maya and causeless distrust on Krishna. When this situation flips, when we have causeless distrust on Maya and causeless trust on Krishna, in 1 second we can become Krishna conscious. So the regret of the false ego simply gives you some reason by which you will not become Krishna conscious. Oh, I should have become before, what is the use of chanting now, I am already late, even if I chant I cannot go back home, back to Godhead. This is all regret of the false ego. But the regret of the soul is expressed very nicely every day in front of the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Dayakaro More, Tvama Bina Kedo Yalu Jagat Samsari. Patita Pavana Hetu Tavayavatara, Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pai Beyara. This is the regret of the soul. So we have to learn to differentiate. And there is always hope. This is the trait of a person in bhava, ashabaddha, that is always hopeful. Despite all my disqualification, despite all my problems, one day I will get mercy of the Lord. One day I will get mercy of the Lord. Always there is hope. Regret and hope goes together in Krishna consciousness. It's okay? I think last question. Yeah,
this is going to make a comment, if I may.
Yeah, okay.
That you were talking about regret and prayers of lamentation. So good prayers of lamentation, if you want to study the proper mood, are the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially the prayer Gopinath. And he says something really amazing at the end of one of the Gopinath prayers. That really hits me personally. He said, I'm worse than all the demons who appeared in Krishna Leela, because all those demons, like Putana, like Trinavarta, like Avistasura, like Keshi demon, they're already gone back home, back to Godhead. And I'm still here in the material world. So that was one of the lamentations at the very end of the Gopinath prayer. All these great demons of Krishna Leela, they're already back in the spiritual world. But Bhakti Vinod, he's still here.
So, Vinod Thakila Boshi.
Yeah, nice lament. Nice lament.
Thank you. Nice comment. Okay. Rantraj Shivad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Trivanande. Thank you.